Just a quick comment. We've got through 2 of 12 questions. So I would like to try and get through as many of them as possible so we're not following
the time. Minute or so.
Well, let's just try and keep it as concise.
Yeah, why don't you time us and give
this
us a minute?
This is just like a school board meeting, right?
Yeah. At midnight, we're serving.
Question number 3 is addressed to all candidates. In light of the necessary budget cuts, please explain how you would philosophically enter the budget process. I'm not interested in specific areas you would look to cut, but rather to get a sense of what values you would bring to the decision-making process. And we'll start on this end of the table.
Do you really want to hear me again? I think when I look at other school boards and how they approach things, I don't have the experience that Johnny does every year going in and getting the budget, but one thing philosophically that I tend to disagree with is the budget that gets brought out to the public every year where they say, we're going to cut strings, we're going to cut sports, we're going to close the school, and we're going to do something with administrators. I think that that's backwards. I think that what I would like to do is see more communication with the community in what we want as a vision for our school district. What are the goals? Some of my personal goals are that we need to pay attention to high school reform. We need to have a very concrete idea of what we want our kids to have when they graduate high school, and that it's not just college prep. It might be some vocational ed and kids ready for jobs. That's the future of high schools, and I think that's a very important goal to have. Another important goal is reading, to achieve that third grade reading, and to say over and over again, like we would for funding, that we want every kid in third grade to read at third grade level, and make that a goal of the community, so that we get more volunteers into the community. Kids respond, my kids respond one-on-one. If we had more volunteers in the schools, we would get more results, and that doesn't add anything to the budget.
Thank you. Marge.
Yeah, let's get really specific here. That's what I like to do. As I said in my introduction, we can't touch the classroom. That has to be the bottom line. You can't touch the classroom. Yes, we can talk about raising scores. Yes, we can talk about all of these things. How are you going to do it? In the classroom with a support staff that helps that teacher get the job done. That's specifically education. That's learning. That's what it's all about. Walk up and down the hallways of this building and you will see classrooms. If it doesn't happen in the classroom, it's not going to happen. That has to be our bottom line. And whether it's a vocational classroom, an agricultural classroom, an honors classroom, an advanced placement classroom, doesn't matter. It's the classroom. It's the teacher in that classroom. And part of that is getting the teacher trained to teach. And that's where we have our teaching and training, our teaching and learning department, which I don't think many people know about. But these are the people that go out into our schools, that train our teachers to teach the new curriculum, to teach the teachers how to teach the different levels in the classrooms. This is the support staff we have chosen to do. There's no money out there for substitute teachers anymore. There's no money for teachers to go to different conferences and meet things. I used to go as a geography teacher and take a course with the National Geographic Society. What better people to take a course with than, if you're teaching geography, than with the National Geographic Association? Can't do that now. Don't have the money. So we have to take these people, these specialists, these outstanding teachers, by the way, that are in math, that are in reading, that are in all these areas, and keep them out in our classrooms. Okay, that's what I would want. That's what we have to do.
Thank you very much for the question. This Friday, March 9th, will be a press conference that will announce the budget reductions for next school year. You'll know who I am because I'll not only be the only African-American there, but I'll be the one with the sad face. This will be, you know, actually my fourth budget, and it gets really hard to make these budget cuts every single year, but unfortunately, because of the state law, it's what we have to do. I will say to you that I'm going to make sure that I'm equitable in my budget cuts, as equitable as you can be for other people's children. I will analyze the efficiencies in every department, and that's what we've been doing in terms of proactively on the board. We've been asking our administration to give us data, make sure we look at every department that we have as a school district, and see where the efficiencies are and where we can make and do better on. I'll make sure that I listen to you, because when those budget cuts come out, obviously you're going to maybe be surprised, maybe not be happy. But as a school board member, my job is to listen. So if you want to contact me either by phone or email, please feel free to do that. And then in the final analysis, I'll make sure that your voice is heard. Just don't know if I'll be able to come through in the final analysis, because obviously I need to prioritize the budget, and it's very difficult to do that for 25,000 students and over 200,000 people in the community. We just all have different ways of what we would do, and one person's fat is another person's muscle.
Thank you.
Well, one place that I would most hesitate to cut would be the K-2 class sizes, because the research shows that kids do better if they're in a small class, especially for those early years. I mean, that is something that you really can't argue with. And I know it's going to be difficult. There are going to be schools that are going to lose that small class size, but I really think we need to try to retain that as much as we can. The other part are the support staff, the social workers, psychologists, counselors. These are the people who are making our schools more safe. They're the ones who are going to be working with the kids who are struggling right now, so that they will be more successful in the classroom, so that they will be able to take advantage of the school, of what we have to offer. And if we cut them, then we're putting everything at risk. We're putting those kids' future at risk. We're putting what's going on in the classroom at risk. And I feel it's extremely important that we have people in the schools who can forge relationships with the kids and have relationships with those kids' families throughout their entire school, through all of their school years.
All right. My priorities are really very simple. It is the students. First, second, third, fourth, it is just the students. And I'm going to do everything I possibly can to do things to help the students, and they are going to be the only priority for me on the school board. I am going to be a tough negotiator. Obviously, you need to work with employees and, you know, have quality employees, but we can do it in a better way and work together. I think we can do a much better job of really worrying about the students first and using our staff to support the students first and foremost. Strong believer, like I said, in making sure that our students can read, that we have a strong math program in the district, and that we have a results-based curriculum in the district. And so I will analyze every part of the budget very strictly. And again, I do that for a living. I analyze budgets for businesses all the time, and it's, you know, it's something I think we really need that perspective on the school board. I think we can do a much better job, and I think that things can be done more effectively.
Thank you.